This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Last Thursday, as I think we mentioned, the Securities and Exchange Commission somewhat begrudgingly approved something called a spot Bitcoin ETF. If you're not up on your financial acronyms, that's Exchange Traded Fund. You can think of it as an easy way to invest in Bitcoin right from your brokerage account, no blockchain required. Now, as I think we also mentioned at the time, this is a classic please consult your own financial advisor story. So we asked Marketplace's Matt Levin to consult some financial advisors about the Bitcoin ETF questions they are getting and their answers. Here's Matt.
I asked certified financial planner Paul Bram how frequently his clients ask about Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's easier to ask if there are any clients who haven't asked about Bitcoin, right? It's been an ongoing dialogue since Bitcoin emerged how many years ago?
Bram is a managing director at Wealth Enhancement Group. Before the spot ETFs, Bram could kind of brush off Bitcoin, tell clients it's risky and unregulated, and also if you lose your keys to your crypto wallet, you've just lost all your money. Now he'll tell clients if you want some Bitcoin in your portfolio, that's fine. Let's just make sure it's an amount of money more appropriate for roulette than retirement.
Let's put this in the casino capital category as opposed to core.
Matt Hogan at Bitwise Asset Management says he's been getting lots of calls from financial advisors about the spot Bitcoin ETF his firm launched last week. But he doesn't expect to win over the crypto skeptical overnight.
They're going to study it for months and months and months before they tiptoe into the waters.
Hogan expects advisor attitudes towards Bitcoin to follow a similar trajectory to when gold first got an ETF in 2003.
We called people who invested in gold, gold bugs. We talked about tinfoil hats. They gathered in dusty convention halls off the strip in Las Vegas to talk about this barbarous relic. But the ETF moved that mainstream.
Hogan says Bitcoin ETFs aren't for everybody. That may include many ESG investors, people who want to deploy capital with environmental, social, and governance goals in mind. Dan Yerger is a financial planner with My Wealth Partners.
We're in the Boulder, Colorado area, so of course, almost everybody's ESG investment interested. That is actually a big hindrance for it.
As of 2022, over 50% of Bitcoin mining was powered by coal and gas. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.